Hey everybody, this is Brian Zimmerman, host of Jazz's Backstage Pass. We're about to get into the 10 albums you need to know for August 2019, but first I'd like to thank CoBuzz.com, a streaming service that offers the most comprehensive CD-quality hi-fi catalog in the world, as well as the largest selection of streaming music and studio-quality hi-res. You can enjoy unlimited streaming of all your music from just $9.99 per month with no strings attached. Just visit on.cobuzz.com/jazzis to learn more. All right, with that Without further ado, let's get into the 10 albums you need to know for August 2019. Greetings, Matt Micucci.
Hi, Brian. It's always great to talk with you.
Likewise, likewise. It's been a crazy, hectic week, for me at least. When it comes to the jazz world, I've been traveling like crazy all over the country. I was just in Concord, California, which, by the way, I've heard is pronounced Concord and not Concord. So for those of you who know the label Concord Records, that actually comes from the city of Concord, California. Anyway, I was there for their jazz festival. It was their 50th anniversary. And I had a great time. It was an amazing lineup. Let's see, who did I see there? Jazmia Horn, who, by the way, made the list of our 10 albums you need to know for August, which we'll get to in a bit. The Count Basie Orchestra was there. Esperanza Spalding was there. Dave Cause closed out the show. Pancho Sanchez. It was an awesome showcase of the Concord label's talent, and I was there earlier this month, and I just got back. I mean, just got back from Aspen, Colorado, where I attended the Jazz Aspen Snowmass Academy, which is kind of like a summer camp for college jazz musicians. It was produced for the first time in collaboration with the Frost School of Music, and wow, did I see some incredible talent there. Future of jazz is in good hands with these young players. There were a few small ensembles playing. They each were playing original compositions written by the students, and I could practice for 24 hours a day, every day, for the rest of my life, and not be nearly as good as any of these young kids. So that was really encouraging. And anyway, I'm tired, I'm jet lagged, but I'm excited to be here with you to talk about the 10 albums you need to know for August 2019. How about yourself, Matt?
Yeah, I'm doing great. You know what? I'm in my birthplace at the moment, in the city where I was born, in Genoa, Italy. There's a good music history in this city as well. So today I had a chance to walk around and just go visit some of the landmarks of some of the great songwriters of the 20th century that came out of this country. You know, I could name drop a few. They're not as familiar outside of the outside of Italy, but some people might listening to this might know them. You know, you've got Luigi Tenco, Fabrizio De André. They're some great songwriters. So I've been also listening to their music a lot recently, as well as some of the albums that we will be talking about in this podcast. But it sounds like you've been listening to and seeing a lot of very interesting stuff, and I'm great to be able to catch up with it on jazzis.com.
Totally, yeah. And we encourage you to visit the website jazzis.com, sign up for a digital subscription. Also look into our print subscription and legacy subscription, which comes with full online digital access. The print magazine, 4 issues per year, and with that print magazine, 2 collector quality special edition CDs. That's our legacy subscription. It comes with all that. Check it out at jazzis.com. Click that big red subscribe button in the left-hand corner to see all of your options. Anyway, yeah, Matt, I'm excited to talk about the 10 albums we have in store for this month. And as we like to say before each one of these episodes, you know, it'd be impossible to pick the best albums from every month because there's just so much great music being produced on a monthly basis. These are just albums we thought were noteworthy, had a cool backstory, and of course, the music is top-notch. So, Matt, in Italian, how do you say, let's hear the 10 albums you need to know for August 2019?
It's you know how you say it is, Mamma Mia.
That's what I was gonna say, right? And I've studied Italian for,
and I can say that because I was born here, so you know I'm not being disrespectful or anything.
That's right.
I can make fun of my culture.
Well, you know, it was so great to hear you say, you know, Italy in an Irish accent, which is Italy.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're quite some a people mashup that might of say, cultures there, over there.
Some people might say it Italy as well. There's some parts Italy. Of the country that have that that pronunciation too. That's it's funny because, right. like, Irish, right. speaking of Ireland, there's a lot of different accents for such a small country.
This is so true. This is so true. Well, in whatever accent you want to say it, why don't we go ahead and move into our 10 albums you need to know for August 2019. How does that
Vamos.
Sound,
Matt? Vamos. Vamos. Oh, wait, that's the wrong language.
Hey, we'll get it. This is an international podcast, so we'll get right. everything in there. Okay, Matt. The first on our list, we start off on a really, really strong foot because the first album on our list is by two of my favorite musicians going right now. Jenny Scheinman, who's a violinist, and Allison Miller, who is a drummer and who's been on our, who has made the list of 10 albums you need to know before. So she's obviously doing great work. Their new album is called Parlor Games, and it was released August 2nd on the Royal Potato Family label. What can you tell us about this album, Matt?
Yeah, you're right about that. Allison Miller has been on our list before, and it's great to kind of just see her back with a new release. So we're kicking off with the debut full-length co-writing collaboration of two of indie jazz scene's foremost instrumentalists. You know, Parlor Games features 11 original compositions, and they're compositions that celebrate American music tradition, but they also offer an antidote from the chaos of the modern world. In fact, Scheinman and Miller describe the music on this LP as social music celebrating hopefulness, humor, and the art of the quote-unquote game. And they're joined here by Carmen Staff on piano and Tony Scher on acoustic bass. And while the songs were co-written by Scheinman and Miller, the title of the record is also a reference to the way each band member is as equal parts in how the songs manifest.
Yeah, it's a nice balance of contributions from all musicians involved. You know, Jenny Scheinman and Allison Miller have their name on the label, but this is really a group effort. It's a wonderfully collaborative disc. Yeah, it's a fascinating listen. And Matt, what do you say we take a listen to one of the tracks? This is the tune Fake Weather.
As I usually say, let's do it.
Forgot about your little catchphrase. How do you say that in Italian?
I'm running out of jokes here, Brian.
All right, cool. All right, once again, that is a tune, Fake Weather, from the album Parlor Game by violinist Jenny Scheinman and the drummer Allison Miller, released August 2nd on the Royal Potato Family label. All right, we're going to move right along now. The next album on the list is unique for us in that it features a university collegiate jazz ensemble. However, it's under the leadership of one of the greatest arranger composers in jazz at the moment, that being Vince Mendoza. So the album is called Constant Renaissance, and it's by Vince Mendoza and the Temple University Studio Orchestra. It was released on BCMND Music on August 2nd. Matt, what say you?
Well, Vince Mendoza is another one of those names that pops up a lot in our podcast, and there's a reason for that. Well, he's, first of all, he's great. Second of all, he just seems to have this energy about him, and he's just, you know, he's putting out some great music, and he's collaborating with all these very interesting artists. So this is a record that actually documents the premiere performance of his very special tribute to Philadelphia's history with jazz. And it's performed with the Temple University Studio Orchestra, but it also features saxophonist Dick Oates and trumpeter Terrell Stafford. In fact, Mendoza wrote this work with these two great musicians in mind. So in particular, just to give you a little background, the piece Constant Renaissance is particularly inspired by three of the city's most celebrated luminaries. You've got Dizzy Gillespie, Billie Holiday, and John Coltrane. And, you know, they really need no introduction. So it's a wonderful tribute.
It really is. And, you know, Temple University, obviously being in Philadelphia, home to so many jazz greats, Lee Morgan, Benny Golson, in addition to, you know, the ones you mentioned. But it's a very, very well orchestrated suite. And again, just extremely talented musicians coming out of this program. So happy to shout them out. Let's go ahead and listen to a track. We are going to hear the tune Bebop Elation. So yeah, once again, that was the tune Bebop Elation. It is from the Temple University Studio Orchestra under the direction of Vince Mendoza. It's from the album Constant Renaissance, released August 2nd on BCM&D Records. Matt, that brings us to our next album on the list. And, you know, I use the word legend a lot, but here I really truly mean it, because this album is from the drum legend, in absolutely every sense of the term, Jimmy Cobb. The name of the album is This I Dig of You. It was released on Smoke Sessions Records on August 16th. Now, Jimmy, for those who don't know, was the drummer on Miles Davis's Immortal Kind of Blue session. So even if you don't know the name per se, I guarantee you, you've heard Jimmy Cobb's drumming before. But Matt, what can you tell us about Jimmy's latest album, This I Dig of You?
Well, I agree. He's definitely a drum legend. And I can also tell you, he was born in Washington, D.C. on January 20, 1929, which would make him 90 years old at the time of recording this. And he's still going strong, as this record shows, because this is a new LP that features him with a band of his longtime collaborators. And they're performing new versions of songs from the repertoire of his first working band, which was called Cobb's Mob. Again, great name. I love that for some reason. So you've got a program of songs like the title track by Hank Mobley and Dexter Gordon's Cheesecake, the evergreen standard I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, among other tracks. So you're not only getting a bit of a retrospective and revisitation of an important part of Cobb's own career on this record, but you're also getting a bit of an exciting jazz history lesson.
You really are. You know, they call the drums the engine of the band. This engine hasn't slowed down a bit. I was driving on the way to the supermarket the other day, and the song we're about to listen to, Cheesecake from this album, came on the radio. I almost had to pull the car over to listen that intently, because the drumming was just that good, that crisp, that swinging. Very happy to share it here with you. This is Cheesecake, a Dexter Gordon classic from the album Jimmy Cobb, This I Dig of You.
I was going to say, just a little advice before we show you this track. Just stop. If you're driving, stop your car for a second. We don't want to be
over,
responsible.
Please. Do not drive and listen to Jimmy Cobb, because you'll be so distracted. The music's that good. Once again, that was the song Cheesecake from the album This I Dig of You by drummer Jimmy Cobb. It was released on Smoke Sessions Records on August 16th. And Matt, that brings us to our next album on the list. Now, this is a name that might ring familiar with a lot of people, at least the last name. It's a McFerrin, but it's not Bobby. It's his son, Taylor McFerrin. He's got a new album out now called Love's Last Chance. It's released on August 16th on, I believe it's pronounced AWAL Records, A-W-A-L. And it's a follow-up to his 2014 debut, Early Riser, which was highly acclaimed, and which was one of my favorite albums of the year when it debuted in 2014. But Matt, what can you tell us about the new one?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of my favorites on this list. Actually, I've been listening to it quite a bit. Taylor McFerrin, as you said, the son of the legendary vocalist Bobby McFerrin, quite literally finds his own voice on this new release, Love's Last Chance. This is, in fact, the first album to showcase his vocal talents prominently, as well as his musicianships and production work, which we became familiar with from Early Riser, which was also a great album. But that's not all, because Love's Last Chance also marks a change in the direction of his music, at least in the way he works. He actually produced the album and worked on it. Because quite differently from the meticulous search for perfection that sort of defined Early Riser, on Love's Last Chance, he opts instead to go for a more spontaneous approach, almost as if he was trying to seek to capture the feelings of the moment. And this is an approach that he discovered while working with the supergroup Or Plus Or Equals Now, which many of our listeners may remember released their debut last year. So yeah, it's fascinating stuff.
It really is. And for our non-Irish listeners, that band is pronounced R Plus R Equals Now. I always love the way you guys said or.
Or.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, however you pronounce
it. Sure, we say it the right way, like.
Okay, sure, sure. However you pronounce
it. You like dogs.
That's right. So what do pirates say then? Irish pirates, they go or.
Actually, yeah.
We're keeping that joke in for sure.
For all the pirates tuned in, it's actually R plus R equals
that. There you go. We're keeping that joke in for sure. That's a real groaner. Anyway, without further ado, let's go ahead and listen to a track from Taylor McFerrin's latest. This is the tune Love in Distance. Once again, that was Taylor McFerrin. It comes from his new album, Love's Last Chance, which was released August 16th on AWOL Records. We'll follow it up with another vocalist, Matt, who is making major, major waves on the jazz scene at the moment. I mentioned that I saw her at the Concord Jazz Festival a few weeks ago, and she absolutely knocked down the house. She's a tremendous vocal talent with an amazing range, just amazing delivery and articulation. Her name is Jasmia Horn, and her new album is called Love and Liberation. It'll be released August 23rd on Concord Jazz Records. Matt, what can you tell us about this record?
Well, I was excited about this album because The Social Call really was one of the albums that I played the most in
sure,
the
whole, yeah, from since her it was 2017 released. Debut. Yep.
Right, her 2017 debut. It was really one of my favorite albums of that year. So I was excited when I first heard even that she was finally coming out with a new work. 2 years later, obviously she's regarded as one of the most talented young jazz vocalists of the new generation, but I'm also interested in seeing how she matures over time and kind of her journey. And yeah, in Love and Liberation, you really get that. You get that. You hear how she has matured from all this time of just touring and just playing music. And yeah, it's a wonderful film. But, you know, just about the title, this is not only the title of the album, but it's also a mantra that she uses in her everyday life. 8 of the tracks on this album are originals, and all throughout the LP, Jasmia Horn shows a deep knowledge of the jazz tradition and a propensity to use it, mold it, shape it, and bend it to express herself and carry her, you know, sometimes very compelling social and human messages across.
You're so right. And you mentioned that the majority of the material on the disc is original, but it really does resonate with the sound and style of the Great American Songbook. She's got a natural ear for melody. And as I mentioned, just a real powerhouse voice. She's also an amazing improviser as a scatter, top notch. Believe it or not, Matt, I have another car story for you. Has to do with this album, which was, you know, thank you. Car Talk. There was a radio show in the U.S. called Car Talk. But anyway, that's not this program. Matt, I was in the car when Jasmia Horn released a single for this album, When I Say, and I went and I pulled it up on YouTube and I listened to it. My 2-year-old daughter was in the back seat, and she absolutely loved it. As soon as she finished, she said, again. So I played it again, finished again. She said, again, Matt, I have played this song to date like 3,000 times. I swear it's probably my most viewed video on YouTube at the moment. My daughter absolutely loves it. She could sing along with every word. And it's a song we're going to play for you today. It's by far my favorite track on the album. Matt, what do you say? We listen to When I Say from Jasmia Horn's new album, Love and Liberation.
When I say stop. Stop on a dime, no some time, just do what I say. It must be my way or the highway. When I say go, don't miss a beat, be moving your feet, hurry up and let's roll. You won't ever have another like me, so I shouldn't have to beg and plead. You know everything I do makes you smile, makes you proud, makes you wild. Come on now, I'm not a child, so concentrate on me. And when I want, give me your love, give me your time, what's good is all mine. I want it all. All of it now, give it to me, don't ask how. When I say la di la di la di 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 la 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 di di da la la di 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 da la 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 di di la 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 la.
All right, once again, that was the track When I Say from vocalist Jasmia Horn's new album Love and Liberation. It was released August 23rd on Concord Jazz Records. And it brings us, Matt, to a new album of Brazilian music, Samba Jazz and Bossa Nova, which I know you have an affinity for, but it's a new album from the artists Deduca da Fonseca and Helio Alves, and it features the vocalist Maucha Adnet, along with some special guests, Wynton Marsalis and Claudio Roditi, both trumpet players. This new album is due out August 30th on Sunnyside Records, and Matt, what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the music, so I'm always happy to see great musicians pay tribute to the greatest interpreters of traditional Brazilian songwriting, as well as just the culture of bossa nova and samba in general. So this new release finds drummer Deduca da Fonseca and pianist Helio Alves come together to honor perhaps the greatest of them all, Antonio Carlos Jobim. Who is known as the father of bossa nova. But that's not all, because as you mentioned, for this very special program, they are joined by Maucha Adnet, who was a member of Jobim's ensemble during the last 10 years of his life. So that's also very special.
yeah, wonderful as that group is, it's, you know, elevated by the contributions of two of just the greatest contemporary trumpeters right now, in Wynton Marsalis and Claudio Roditi. So Matt, let's go ahead and listen to a track.
This is the tune Pato Preto.
O Pato Preto de asa branca já fez morada no brejão. Isso é sinal que a chuva vem, que vai ter safra no sertão. O Pato Preto é da floresta, o paturi é do sertão. A minha vida é cardigueira, a voante arribação. A minha vida é muito triste, é de esperar na solidão. Mas se eu soubesse que era assim, eu juro eu não casava não. Eu vou me embora pro São Paulo, vou arranjar uma viração. Depois te pego com as crianças, a sinfônica.
All right, wonderful stuff there. Again, from Duduka de Fonseca and Helio Alves, featuring Maucha Annette. Once again, the name of the album is Samba Jazz and Tom Jobim, released August 30th on Sunnyside Records. And Matt, believe it or not, we're actually going to double down on our Brazilian jazz here, because the next album on our list is from another Brazilian jazz icon, vocalist Elian Elias. Her new album is Love Stories, and it will also be released August 30th on the Concord Jazz label. So Matt, what can you tell us about this album?
Speaking of the tradition of great Brazilian songwriting, and music, Eliane Elias has to be one of the most interesting artists around, keeping that tradition alive today. And Love Stories is another one of the singer-songwriter pianist's orchestral projects. And her vision for this release was to bring to life various stories of love and loving. Well, she does just that here, not only via three new original compositions, but also through the songs from the celebrated golden age of bossa nova, and songs made famous by such artists as Frank Sinatra and, here's that name again, Tom Jobim. Actually, you know, funnily enough, I was just watching a video of them performing together. So as a side note, they did some really amazing, made some amazing music together. It's worth noting that Love Stories also marks the return of the lush orchestrations of Rob Mathis on an Elias album. And this is, in fact, his fourth collaboration with her on an LP.
Yes, he's very painterly in his orchestrations. A lot of depth, a lot of nuance, and really just kind of the perfect foil for Elian's voice. So without further ado, Matt, I say we listen to a track. This is the tune A Man and a Woman.
When hearts are passing in the night, in the lonely night, then they must hold each other tight, oh so very tight, and take a chance that in the light, in tomorrow's light, they'll stay together.
Again, beautiful stuff from Elian Elias. The new album is called Love Stories. It'll be released August 30th on Concord Jazz. We're gonna
now. Are you pronouncing that name right? Oh. Is it Concord? Concord.
You caught me. You caught me. That's right. You know, old habits die hard. Concord. Concord. That's right. Yeah.
Concord. We're gonna forget it next time.
You're never gonna let me live it down. But anyways, thanks.
No, I probably get it wrong myself next time I mention it. It's just the way it goes.
That's exactly right. And the more we say it wrong, maybe it'll catch on. Anyway,
we try. That's right. We try.
We're gonna stay international for the next release, Matt. But we're going to fly to another country. This new album is by the Finnish pianist Iiro Rantala. And the name of the album is My Finished Calendar. It'll be released August 30th on ACT Records, A-C-T Records. Matt, what can you tell us about this new release from Iro Rantala?
Right. We're traveling all over the world, and we're actually coming to my side of the world now, Europe. Iro Rantala, arguably one of the most famous and celebrated of all Finnish jazz musicians today, and his new solo piano album has the most irresistible concept, at least in my opinion. But what it is it represents a complete year in his home country of Finland and explains the significance of each month through music. So aside from the technical prowess and mastery, which we know and that is showcased on My Finnish Calendar, the LP comes complete with melodic inventiveness and a wide range of emotions, and they range from the melancholic to the humorous. Sorry, I just knocked something over.
I know, it's exciting, but contain yourself, Matt.
keep that in, Brian. So it's a lot of emotions. So too much emotion, in fact. Anyways, it also comes with liner notes written by the pianist. These liner notes complement the story, you know, that he's telling, and let us inside a world and a culture that not many of us will be familiar with. Even me, you know, I'm from Europe, but it's a lot more north than than most of the Europe that I experience and go to and travel to. So this is also kind of a multimedia project. This multimedia dimension is another thing that fascinates me about My Finnish Calendar. I'm not sure if it actually comes with a real calendar. Maybe that could be an idea.
You know, Matt, yes, you mentioned the technical prowess, and Iro Rantala has chops to spare. Comes from a classical background, and But more than that, he has a really vivid imagination, and he writes the kind of songs that are very simple yet very elegant, you know, almost have a folk music feel, the kind of melodies that make you just say, oh, how has that melody never existed before? You know, it seems so fundamental. I love the way Iro plays, and I love the way he writes. So I'm very excited to share this next track with you. It's July from My Finnish Calendar by Iro Rantala. Once again, released August 30th on ACT Records. Once again, that was Iro Rantala, a track from his new album, My Finnish Calendar. It's coming out August 30th on ACT Records, ACT Records. That brings us to the next album, Matt, which is from a very exciting young vocalist. It's her major label debut, which is an astounding feat. She's just 25 years old, but she was actually attended, or as a visiting artist, she gave a masterclass, the Jazz Aspen Snowmass Academy session I was just at. She was playing there with pianist Emmett Cohen, who is on this new disc of hers. But the vocalist is Veronica Swift. The new album is called Confessions, and it will be released August 30th on Mac Avenue Records. What can you tell us about this album, Matt?
Yeah, Veronica Swift, you know, she's quickly being recognized as one of the top young jazz singers on the scene today. And, well, she first kind of gained widespread recognition by winning second place at the Thelonious Monk Jazz Competition. And Confessions is her first proper breakout album.
That history runs in her blood. She has a strong jazz pedigree. Her parents were both jazz musicians. Her father was the pianist Hod O'Brien.
Story
and
of her
mother is
kind
vocalist
of,
Stephanie Nikasian.
So she
grew
to play
up
music
from a very young
music.
Age being around jazz musicians,
and by the way,
traveling
to construct
you know,
this
to her
story,
shows.
She has
and
chosen many tracks that may not be as familiar to listeners
for another
as others,
Jazz's Backstage Pass
as other albums of the
podcast. list. And she mentioned that really one of the most valuable skills she picked up was the ability to sleep anywhere and anytime,
including in an acoustic bass case. So again, we find a young artist caring about the actual promotion of music culture and music history, even an alternative music culture and alternative music history.
For aspiring jazz musicians, that's a valuable skill you need to work on. But anyway, yeah, you mentioned that she really delves deep into the American songbook, into some of the overlooked corners. And one of the most amazing things she does on this disc is really pits some of those songs against each other, kind of combines them in very interesting ways so that one illuminates the other. And for example, we're gonna listen to a track right now that does exactly that. It is a mashup, a combination of Howard Dietz's Confessions and Nina Simone's The Other Woman. And it kind of starts with a humorous aspect, but takes a sharp twist, and gets kind of dark and deep. So let's listen to that track. This is Confessions / The Other Woman from Veronica Swift's new album, Confessions, out August 30th on Mac Avenue Records.
As nice can be, my faith is at last restored. To know that vice can be its own reward. I always go to bed at 10. Now isn't that a bore? I always go to bed at 10. Then Other woman finds time to manicure her nails. The other woman's perfect where her rival fails, and she's never seen with pin curls in her hair anywhere. The other woman enchants her clothes with French perfume.
All right, once again, that was Veronica Swift. The vocalist's new album is called Confessions, and it'll be released August 30th on Mac Avenue Records. All right, Matt. Well, that brings us to the end of our list here, near the end of our list here. We've got two more albums to go because, surprise, surprise, we've included a bonus 11th album. But before we get ahead of ourselves,
working overtime here.
Let's wrap up. I know. Let's wrap up with the 10th. This is a great one. It's from the saxophonist James Carter and his organ trio. The name of the new album is Live from Newport Jazz, and it too will be released August 30th on Blue Note Records. Matt, what's up with this new album?
Right. This is really special, and it's not only because it's saxophonist James Carter's debut for the legendary Blue Note label, but also I was surprised to find that this is his first new release since 2011. I'm still kind of shocked, but, you know, time flies, I guess. I don't know. Live from Newport Jazz, man. It features him in an organ trio alongside Hammond B3 virtuoso Jared Gibbs and drummer Alexander White. And it's a continuation of Carter's exploration of the gypsy jazz heritage. In fact, he describes this project via a press release as a willful attempt to give gypsy jazz a hood pass. I love that. So as the trio takes on six compositions written by or associated with one of the greatest gypsy jazz artists of them all, you know, many would consider the legendary Django Reinhardt, you know, and you listen to them, It's just amazing energy, and just it's a wonderful album.
It is. And Matt, we've butchered four or five languages to this point, and I'm going to butcher one more by introducing the next track, which is Mélodie au Crépuscule.
Oh yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad.
Thank you. I actually took French in high school.
Ah, you cheated.
I know. Well, you know, I thought it would help me get some dates, and that clearly didn't work. So at least I got to work on my accent. Anyway, the name of the album, once again, is Live from Newport Jazz from saxophonist James Carter and his organ trio. It's coming out August 30th. Let's listen to Mélodie au Crépuscule. Yeah, very nice stuff from James Carter there. The album, once again, is Live from Newport Jazz. It'll be released August 30th on Blue Note Records. So if you were keeping count, everybody, that was 10 albums you need to know for August 2019. But as I mentioned earlier, we've got a surprise, a bonus 11th album for you. We just couldn't resist adding it to the list because it's from the one and only Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. It's a new album called Jazz and Art, and it was released August 2nd on Blue Engine Records. It's got a really cool concept. You know, in addition to the music just being phenomenal, it's got a great concept in combining jazz with fine art. So, Matt, can you tell us a little bit more about our bonus 11th album, Jazz and Art?
Okay, I can tell you a little bit about this album, only if you assure me that you're not missing any flights right now, because I know you're traveling a lot, so I just want to make sure.
I can promise you that. As much traveling as I've been doing, I haven't missed a flight yet.
Damn, that's professional. Right, that's jazzist. Thank you. So I'm always fascinated by projects that explore the link between different art forms, you know. And so I think including this new Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra release was a must for our list this month. So in fact, the history of jazz is particularly full of artists who have explored the link between, you know, painting and music. You know, you think about Duke Ellington, but also painters like Jackson Pollock were equally, you know, prominent in exploring this link. So it's fascinating. Jazz and Art, as the title hints, is a collection of compositions by the orchestra. And these works that are presented here were inspired by some of the greatest modern art masters around. And it really draws on a huge range of musical styles to illustrate in the same way a painter might use colors, layers, lines, forms, and shapes, you know, this interaction between the arts.
Couldn't agree more, Matt. And as we listen to the next tune, try to envision yourself in a museum somewhere, taking in the painting. This track we're going to listen to is a tribute to the artist Winslow Homer. So perhaps open up a page in your browser, look up some of the art by Winslow Homer, and really immerse yourself in the experience. This is the tune Winslow Homer, Homer's Waltz, from Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, featuring Wynton Marsalis from the new album Jazz at Art, once again released August 2nd on Blue Engine Records. We made it. That does it for our 10 plus 1 albums you need to know for August 2019. What a list.
Well, now
I stand by it.
Well, now you know it, folks. Now you know them. These are the 10 plus ones.
That's right. Matt, you can look through our entire archive of 10 albums you need to know list going back several years on our website, jazziz.com, along with exclusive interviews, playlists, videos. Everything you could possibly want from a jazz website is at jazziz.com. We've also got subscriptions to our print magazine. I encourage you to check us out at jazziz.com. We've got a new issue coming out this October that features one of the artists on our list here, Jasmia Horn. She's actually going to be the cover subject. We also dive deep into Art Blakey's 100th anniversary by talking to some of the musicians he worked most closely with, you know, so colleagues like Sonny Rollins, but also members of the Jazz Messengers like Wayne Shorter and Bobby Watson, Joanne Burkeen and Steve Davis. So a lot to look for in that new issue. It's going to be on newsstands and mailed to subscribers in October. Be on the lookout for that. And Matt,
and for an extra couple of hundreds, we'll deliver it right to your door. No.
I will fly personally, and I promise you I won't miss that flight, personally to your door and hand deliver it to you.
No, we're overdoing it now.
Now we're just getting silly.
Really,
now
we're just getting silly. Too much, too much.
Did you hear recently of that guy who had a flight all to himself? It was a U.S. domestic flight on a very small airline. He was going from Phoenix to Iowa, Boise or Boise, Idaho or something like that. Man. And he had a flight
that's like
all
an
to himself.
Episode of the Twilight Zone. Wasn't the original
else
one
on the plane. A lot of leg room. And they still made him sit in coach, and he couldn't find anywhere to put his overhead bag. So
that's it.
Life of an airline, my friend. Anyway, Matt, that does it for us. We did it again. I don't know how. I don't know how we managed to get through it, but we did.
I don't know how either.
All right. Signing off for now, Matt.
All right. Thanks very much, Brian.
Talk to you later, man.
Ciao.
Bye. Jazz's Backstage Pass. I'd like to take a minute now to thank this episode's sponsors. They include Smoke Sessions Records. Their new album, This I Dig of You, from Jimmy Cobb, was featured in this very podcast episode. Check it out online at smokesessionsrecords.com. Thanks also to Blue Note Records. The label is currently celebrating its 80th anniversary with a bunch of cool musical initiatives. To check out everything they've got going on, visit bluenote.com. And thank you to ECM Records, which this year celebrates its 50th anniversary. They've got a new concert recording of Keith Jarrett playing solo Bach from 1987. To learn more about that album and all the other great stuff coming out on ECM, visit ecmrecords.com. Another big thanks to the online streaming service Deezer. We regularly curate playlists on this platform. To check out our latest playlist, visit deezer.com and search for Jazz Is. Our playlists also appear on Qobuz, another one of our sponsors. This is a high-res streaming service that is the premier destination for audio files looking to stream music online. Visit Qobuz.com to learn more. That's Qobuz.com. Another thanks to JazzRadio.com, featuring more than 35 channels of curated jazz music for free online. Visit JazzRadio.com to check it out. Thanks also to the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark, New Jersey. On the calendar for them in November, performance by Chaka Khan. That's taking place November 14th. For tickets and more info, visit njpac.org. That's njpac.org. Big thanks also to Jazz at Lincoln Center, New York's leading jazz venue located in the heart of Manhattan. Coming up for them on September 12th, the South African Songbook, a musical celebration of South African democracy 25 years after apartheid's end. Top South African musicians will join the orchestra to perform essential South African music, with each song chosen by a guest performer and newly arranged for the show by the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. This event kicks off the opening weekend for the Rose Theater. For tickets and more info, visit jazz.org. Thanks also to Quest TV, the world's first subscription video on-demand platform dedicated to jazz. It's an online library of jazz concert videos and feature documentaries that has been called the Netflix of jazz. It was started in part by Quincy Jones and has both free and premium memberships. Visit Quest.tv to learn more. That's Quest.tv to learn more. Lastly, we'd like to thank the U.S. Navy Band Commodores Jazz Ensemble, currently celebrating their 50th anniversary. They've got concert dates around the country. If you want to catch them in action, visit our website and click the Navy Band Commodores banner. Our theme music, as always, is brought to you by Emmett Cohen. It's the tune Folk Song from his album Master's Legacy Series, Volume 1. To check him out, visit emmettcohen.com. All right, that'll do it for me, everyone. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time.